my friend. How are you?
Speaker Lou and I are Board of Education going over our last notes on the cotton wheat bill, which we hope we can take up week after next, as soon as we come back, about Tuesday or Wednesday, if we've got the votes. And what do you think about a program for you getting after some of these that we have prodded and had prodded by industry and ourselves and others, and still working on through some of our colleagues and might help them on a few of them? We've talked to just about every, I think we've talked to everyone. Larry has a list, and the Department of Agriculture and Textile Industry has a list. What do you think?
I told him, do this, Carl. I want to help every way in the world I can without saying I'm arm twisting or being improper and so forth. So I just had Russell Long down here with a group from Shreveport, Louisiana. They want to talk to me on a matter, and I told Russell, I want you to get, he said he'd try to get the Louisiana delegation lined up for me. I told him I understood two or three of them out. I talked to Dick Daly today. He told me he and the governor had a big row. But he said that you can count on Chicago, and then I'm going to get one or two from downstate. I thought I'd have Larry go over the ones that we had any call on, that we'd done anything for, and try to make an analysis of it, and then tell me how he thinks we can best do it, what we can do, and so forth. And we'll reach everyone we can, because we don't want this thing to go to bed unless we win it. They tell me, some of them say Halleck says only three votes. I talked to one fellow today, and he thinks we'll get about 15 to 20 Republican votes. Milton Young was down here, and he told me he was going to make a speech and work on it. North Dakota, he's a Republican.
I tell you what I think. You know, you take this for what it's worth. The speaker's here, and I know he agrees. I know Hale agrees. I know Cooley agrees. That we're going to be down to a point where we're to the point all right now where we have contact with people, where you might be able to get them. We just can't have it. It's just unmanageable, and there's nothing we can do about it. We've tried every angle we know. We have nothing particularly to offer them. And we've got a bunch of recalcitrants that are there. I think what you ought to do, if you don't mind suggesting, I'm not trying to tell you how to run your business, I think you ought to try a few of these, and then try the and see. I think you'll be surprised how well. I think you'll want to try them all.
Fine. Well, we'll do it. And I'll talk to Larry about it in the morning, and we'll take a list of those that we think we can be of some help to, and get right on.
All right, sir. Here's the speaker. Hello, Mr. President.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Harriet's very thrilled, and so am I, and many thanks.
Thank you, John.
This situation, Carl and I and Hale have been trying to soften up and do everything we can. And frankly, the only thing is, you can talk with them, because it wouldn't come to them. Them folks want to say no to the President of the United States, who's the leader of the party now. Most of those fellows haven't definitely said that they're against it. They leave a little provocation. We'll do that between now and while during the recess, because
might be important. We got to pick up. Tom said 25 to 30 votes. I'd say 30.
Well, we'll do all we can, John.
Well, my frank advice is that you better talk with them yourself. But everyone else is fine. They're doing everything they can. Larry and boys are doing a hell of a job. But I think, frankly, you better do the talking with them. You know, when they're talking to the President of the United States, pretty tough for them to say no to them.
Well, I'll sure do my best, John.
You got 10 days now, and of course, when we get back, we contact you and find out what the situation is.
Fine, John.
All right,
Fine.